right, let's get this party started. Folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. And folks, let me tell you something. This is the year that your business explodes. You can say that right now, and you can make it happen for yourself. We're at the beginning of 2017. I hope that you guys have had a wonderful holiday. Happy New Year, and let's get it off to a great start. How do we do that? First of all, because we're on this call. But most importantly, Saturday, January 14th, 6 days away, we have the opportunity to be at Simulcast 2017. Guys, we've been looking forward to this since Ambition. We already know that one of the biggest announcements in the history of the company is going to happen Saturday. We're going to have other major announcements. We're going to have awards and speakers and all sorts of wonderful things, prizes, whatnot. Man, you got to be there. If you have not registered for Simulcast 2017 yet, you still have time. That's right. Go to your power zone and register for this big event. It only costs $50. And we know from history that Ambit Energy is going to give us attendee-only bonuses that will more than make up for whatever expense it takes for you to attend Simulcast. Now, you can go to Hartford, Connecticut. So they're going to have over 2,000 seats there with John Krukowskis, and you can be there with them and have all sorts of fun and yell and cheer. Or you can be in Austin, Texas with myself and over 2,000 others there. But you've got to be connected. If you can't get to one of those two locations, you can watch it on your computer, on your cell phone, or any way that you have the internet. It's going to be broadcast live for you to enjoy. How do you enjoy it? First of all, register for the event. That qualifies you for all the attendee-only bonuses. And then next Saturday, log in. Either show up at a live event, go to a watch party and log in, or log in where you are, but don't miss it. We've been looking forward to this since Ambition. It's finally here. It's here for you. Let's get this new decade off to a fantastic start. You need to be connected to Simulcast 2017, January 14th, next Saturday, okay? Now, after Simulcast, you're going to want to be registered for Power Trip. That's right. In April, Power Trip is happening in Dallas, Texas. Folks, you can go to ambitpowertrip.com. You can register for that now. I can tell you it's going to be a great event. I've been to every single one of them, and every one of them seems to be a little bit better than the one before. It always gets better, and you will always be able to expect something said at Power Trip that's going to make a difference in your business right now. And one of the things that I'm excited about is that when I attend Power Trip, I always go to the leadership breakfast on Friday morning. And by the time that leadership breakfast is over, I already feel like I've got my money's worth, I've gotten inspired, I'm ready to go just from the breakfast alone. And one of the reasons the breakfast is so powerful is because of our featured speaker tonight. This gentleman is one of the who's who's in Ambit Energy. He's one of the who's who's in the world of direct selling, former chairman of the Direct Sellers Association, one of the principal investors of Ambit Energy, like what he saw so much that he became a consultant just like you and I. He's on the call tonight. He's one of the best speakers on leadership that I've ever heard. Please welcome to the call executive consultant Joey Carter. Joey, welcome to the call.
Hey, I'm glad to be on the call with you, Bear. Thank you for your not only commitment to Ambit and your team, which means your commitment to your family and your wife, but your support and participation in this call. I'm not sure how many calls you've done, but you've got to be setting a record. It is a delight to be here. I love the excitement that is generated, of course, with Simulcast, but I just love the energy that happens with the start of the new year. I love the opportunity to start a year, and yes, like many of you, setting New Year's resolutions, but I also just like the opportunity, and there's a book called My Utmost for His Highest that was written by one of the congressional pastors for the United States Congress, and it talks about starting a year without regrets. And part of how you start a year without regrets is that you close the book on the past. You are no longer defined by 2016. Whether 2016 was a banner year for you, you can carry that championship banner into the next year, but you've got to do it all over again. If 2016 was not a great year for you, then, man, just say goodbye to that year and the opportunity that you have. So I love the feeling of the new year. A lot of people like spring and with the growth of new plants and things. I just love the excitement of the new year and what begins with the new year. And I think it is great to come out of the holidays with wonderful experience with family and friends. And I had a wonderful holiday season. But it is, I heard it once called that when you get to New Year's Eve, you do two things. You tip your hat to the past and you celebrate past successes. But then you take your jacket off and you roll your sleeves up for the new year. And so I'm excited about the new year. I think it's wonderful that Ambit starts the year with simulcast. I just wish it wasn't January 14th. I wish it was today or yesterday. But we have one more week to go before simulcast. I'm registered for simulcast. I'll be attending online. But I just am excited about, and as an Ambit investor and Bear alluded to this a little bit, and some of you on the call may not really know my story, and Bear did a wonderful introduction. But my introduction to Ambit is not as a consultant. It's not as a customer. Jerry Thompson called me in 2006 to get my opinion of direct selling and network marketing. He had already decided he was going to be involved in the deregulation of electricity in Texas. He already had been spending time, energy, and effort to build some of the back office systems and beginning to prepare to have a company that would gather customers and convert them from the incumbent to a new generation electric company. But he hadn't really focused on, or not that he hadn't focused, he hadn't finalized his decision of how he would gather customers. With deregulation occurring in Texas, there have been several companies get started. Most of them were spending massive dollars on advertising to build a brand. And as Jerry was visiting with some of his advisors or people that he really valued their opinion, somebody asked Jerry a great question. They asked Jerry, what kind of customer do you want? And Jerry said, I want loyal customers. I want high retention, low turnover, small percentage of bad debt. And whoever he was visiting with said, well, you need to look at direct selling network marketing. You need to look at the power of relationship marketing. Because when friends refer friends or people they know to a public utility, you get higher retention, lower turnover, smaller percentage of bad debt. So on paper, the direct selling model made perfect sense to Jerry. Relationship marketing gave you a more valuable, more loyal customer. The challenge Jerry then encountered was he didn't really understand direct selling network marketing, whether you call it multi-level marketing party plan. And so I've known Jerry for about 15 years socially through some organizations in Dallas. Jerry knew that I had grown up in direct selling network marketing, so he gave me a call. And really the background I had is my grandmother started a direct selling company back in the 1950s, a party plan company called Home Interiors and Gifts. And so I grew up in direct selling. I was third generation direct seller. I certainly understood the industry. I was involved in the Direct Selling Association, was chairman of the association for a couple of years. And so I had a great respect for this industry and great knowledge and sort of knew those companies that succeeded, those that had not. And Jerry Caldwell asked my opinion of direct selling. Is it viable? Is it sustainable? And we talked a lot about the industry. We talked a lot about those companies that have succeeded. We also talked about those companies that hadn't succeeded and why. And we talked about having a strong capital structure. We talked about having a strong back office. We talked about having a strong leadership team. We talked about being committed to the industry, which meant you were committed to the success of your independent contractor sales representative. We talked a lot about the Direct Selling Association. I encouraged Jerry that if he was going to consider this industry, that he needed to first apply to become a member of the Direct Selling Association. Even though he was just now launching his company, but it takes 2 years to be approved for membership. They do a whole year just watching your company, do background checks of key executives. They look at the contracts with the organization. They also spend time looking at your compensation plan. Is it sustainable? Is it a house of cards? They want to make sure before they ever approve membership. And so Jerry and I had a great conversation, and Jerry's really, his ultimate question was, Joey, if I consider direct selling, is there any way I will embarrass my family and the legacy that they established through the Southland Corporation and the 7-Eleven convenience store industry? And so we had a great conversation. I wish Jerry the best. He had a great idea. Little did I know, he called back, I don't know if it's a few weeks or a few months later, and asked me if I would invest in his company. He decided he was going to use direct selling network marketing. He told me the name of the company would be called Ambit Energy. I love the name Ambit. The word Ambit means circle of influence, sphere of influence. And that's what relationship marketing is. He told me he was partnering with Chris Chambliss. I didn't know Chris Chambliss personally, but I knew of his success in the industry. Of course, his background with Excel Communications, and was thrilled that he was partnering with Jerry. And then Jerry asked if I'd invest in his company. Now, he had already raised the majority of equity, so he wasn't looking for major investors. He was just looking for friends of the family that would invest. And really, I believe it was a validation call because, you know, just a few months before that, I told him he had a great idea. And would I put my money where my mouth was and invest in his company? So I invested in Ambit Energy, and I was thrilled to invest in the company. I didn't really understand everything about the deregulation of electricity, but I had great confidence in Jerry, had great confidence in Chris. And so I just watched as my, as made an investment. I, for a long time, I didn't tell anybody. I hadn't switched to Ambit Energy for several months. I wanted to make sure the company worked before I allowed my refrigerator to be powered by Ambit Energy. So a few months later, I became an Ambit Energy customer. And then every month we'd get an email from Jerry telling us about the growth of the business, the expansion of the business. And, you know, I can't tell you a lot about Simulcast, but I can tell you the email that he sent to the investors, I think every investor is going to be a Simulcast. I know I'll be, because of what he has announced to the investors that is going to be discussed and talked about at Simulcast. But as an investor, I get those emails every month. And then I got an email inviting me to Ambition. Ambition, as many of you know, is an annual convention held by Ambit. It's on the Memorial Day weekend. And so Memorial Day weekend, normally I'm fishing in South Padre, Texas. But this Memorial Day weekend, it was raining in South Texas. So I decided I would go to Ambition. So I went to Ambition only because they have a lunch on Saturday to give the investors an update. In fact, I can remember going to the hotel. This was at the Lowe's Anatole. I get in the elevator. There's this lady in green that's full of energy. I didn't know it was Esther Steen at the time, one of Ambit's top five income earners. What a wonderful, charming person she was. So I went to the Ambit luncheon, got an update of the Ambit story, the economics, the financial, the growth of the company. At that time, the company was on track maybe to do $300 million. And after the luncheon for the investors, they invited us if we wanted to go down and attend Ambit's last general session. Not knowing this is when Jerry and Chris make their keynote addresses and they announce all of the incentives for the year. I was so impressed hearing not only Chris but Jerry, their passion, their vision. And I heard Brian McClure. At the time I didn't know Brian McClure from anybody. He was the number one income earner. And in his presentation he thanked the investors. And that just made me smile that I was playing some small part in this event happening. Well, as the meeting was coming to an end, they announced some double, triple promotion. People were going nuts. They were high-fiving. I think a couple of consultants hugged me thinking I was a consultant. But during all this, Jerry Thompson's wife, Carolyn Thompson, the first lady of Ambit, leans over to me and says, Joy, you should do this. And I got to be honest, I laughed about it. I'm an investor. She was asking me to be a consultant. I really sort of dismissed it. I sort of laughed at it, got in the car, drove home afterwards. I couldn't believe Carolyn Thompson invited me to be a consultant. Nobody's ever asked me to be a representative for their company. And I thought about what I just said. I said, no one's ever asked me. Carolyn Thompson didn't know any better and asked me to become a consultant. I think I scared up when I called back and said, I think I want to do this. You know, I've grown up in direct selling. I've been CEO of a $1 billion business, but I've never done the business. My grandmother's business was 99.9% women. I'd never done the business. So the real thought to me was, could I do this business? Could I really start with a $429 investment at the time? Could I build to executive consultant? That was my goal of what success in this company would be. So I got started. I made a lot of mistakes. I tried to do it my own way. I ignored the system. I did lots of things wrong. But in spite of that, fast track to regional consultant in 30 days, got to senior consultant in about 100 days, and 2 years after launching and ended, I was an executive consultant. I'm still an executive consultant. I'm still very much part-time, but I get a check every month on the 15th, and most every week I get a bonus check because of the results of our team and what the growth they continue to make. So I am thrilled to be an Ambit consultant. But along the way, some of the things I learned from my grandmother, Merrick Fowler, who founded our business, Home Interiors and Gifts, that allowed our family to do an awful lot of things, allowed my father to start the Dallas Mavericks NBA franchise. But the success of that business and what I learned from her, even though a lot of things don't apply to Ambit, so much of my grandmother's teaching do. And Bear mentioned the leadership breakfast at each of the Ambit Power Trips. And Brian has asked me every year to bring some of the knowledge that I learned from my grandmother. And I just want to give you all just a feedback of that. My grandmother used to talk about four pillars to reach success, four pillars. And they apply to our home interiors business, but they also apply to Ambit. And I just want to review those quickly tonight with you. And her first pillar of success was you have to have strength of the purpose. Strength of the purpose. What I mean by strength of the purpose? Strength of the purpose, in Ambit words, is having a strong why. Strength of the purpose is what is my purpose for doing this business? What is my purpose for investing $75? What is my purpose spending time on a Sunday night on a conference call? What is my purpose to 10 simulcasts? What is my purpose to go to weekly business presentations? What is my purpose? And it's really, it's the strength of your purpose will determine your success in Ambit. My grandmother would say that people that aim at nothing will usually hit it with great accuracy. So what are you aiming for? If you're aiming at nothing, or if you've defined what your purpose is in this business? I used to hear my grandmother say, attempting something so great that if God is not in it, surely you will fail. But your Ambit why is important. The Ambit why I had when I started, I just wanted to become an executive consultant. Now I want to earn one of the five-star trips. I haven't done it yet, but that's what one of my goals, to be a five-star trip winner. So strength of the purpose is the number one pillar. Second pillar, knowledge of the process. I made a lot of mistakes when I got started at Ambit because I thought I knew more than Jerry and Chris. I've been in this industry longer than they had. I certainly had not been in the deregulation of electricity. And once I gave up on trying to do the business my way and plugging into the Ambit system, starting with the written list, starting with the invitation, I made the biggest mistake. I had to do the presentation myself. I thought I could just explain this business and people would line up and join because I was Joey Carter. Well, that was a major mistake. I didn't plug into the system. I didn't plug into three-way calls with Brian before when I should have. I had him available to me. And I was trying to do the whole presentation myself. I like to talk about knowledge of the process in another way. I'm a pilot. I've been flying airplanes for 35 years. Now I fly a jet, a King Air turboprop, and I get to fly all across the country, and I really love being a pilot. So when I got my pilot's license, and a little Cessna 150, the instructor made it clear. He said, there's six instruments on this dashboard, and we call it the six-pack. Everything we're going to do about flying is going to relate to these six instruments. So everything I learned, every procedure, every process, every emergency procedure always started with an understanding and focus on those six instruments. I now fly a fancy business jet that goes 45,000 feet, out of the 400 knots, an amazing aircraft. And I love it when people get on the airplane with me, they look over my shoulder and they see all these buttons and switches and knobs and displays, and they always ask the same question, how do you remember all of this? Well, I really don't ever tell them, I only look at six. There's an awful lot of things going on, but when it gets critical, I look at those six instruments. Those are the fundamentals of flying. And in Ambit, there's an awful lot of things you can be doing in this business. And I sort of laugh when people go out and get a car decal or print business cards or do flyers or try to do internet emails. If they just would plug into the system, written list, invitation, presentation, ask questions, three-way call, validation, just plug into the system and don't try to recreate the system. I made terrible mistakes getting started until I just sort of almost surrendered to plug into the Ambit system. And the hardest thing for me to do was to ask somebody to do me a favor. And once I got past my own selfish pride and learned to ask people to do me a favor, the number of people that have become my Ambit customers who ask them to do me a favor because I want to earn an Ambit trip, I've had much more success from them than trying to explain the business, trying to talk to them, trying to convince people through. So the first pillar, strength of the purpose. Second pillar, knowledge of the process. And the third pillar, not be surprised, is called passion for the product. Which I grew up in a party plan, product-based business all about decorating. So if you weren't passionate about decorating and adding attraction power to your home and bringing home alive, then you weren't very successful in our business. So in our business, you might say, well, how do I get passionate about electricity and natural gas? Well, I think there's a couple ways you can. First of all, you can get passionate about helping people save money on a bill they're already going to pay every month. Whether it's 1% guaranteed savings, 3% guaranteed savings, or just having competitive rates in our other states. Just being able to offer people an opportunity to save on a bill they're paying each and every month. Or great benefits and great perks for being an Ambit customer. Having passion for that. Then even having a greater passion for helping somebody get free electricity or free natural gas. I've probably received over $20,000 in free electricity since becoming an Ambit Energy customer. So I can have a passion about helping other people do that. But we have a third product. You might be thinking, okay, well, I guess we have maybe our fourth product. Now we have gas, we have electric. In many of our markets, we offer solar. But you know we offer another product? Did you know you have the product of opportunity? You're passionate about offering people the product of opportunity, the opportunity of creating residual income. I mean, I have become increasingly part-time as an executive consultant, so I still get a wonderful residual check each and every month, and I can't wait for that. It's become a very meaningful part of our budget, and I'm excited about seeing that grow, and I can't wait for the announcements to be public that I'm hearing about coming at simulcast. But to be passionate about offering people an opportunity to improve their way of life, to improve their status in life, improve their future, improve their life. We used to call our business all about decorating lives. With Ambit, it's all about electrifying lives, having lives come alive. When people were told they can only do so much. I love the opportunity that Ambit provides and having passion for the product. And the biggest product we offer is the product of opportunity. So the three pillars so far, strength of the purpose, knowledge of the process, passion for the purpose, and passion for the product. And the last principle is to have a love and understanding of people. My grandmother talked about in this business more than anything else, a direct selling network marketing business, you got to have a love for people. You got to enjoy people. If you are not a people person, this is probably not the business for you. But it's easy to be passionate about our product and passionate about the opportunity. If you really just enjoy people and love people and want to help people succeed and improve their position in life. My grandmother also said it's important to have a love for people because there's just a whole lot of them. And she reminded me that people need loving the most when they deserve it the least. And the one thing she also did told us, imagine everybody you come into contact with has a tag on them around their neck that says, make me feel special. And so when you start a conversation with somebody, asking them about their family, asking about their career, asking about their dream, do they have a plan to get there? And they would be open to just spending a few minutes with you and do you a favor and look at an opportunity that might be an avenue towards that, might be a vehicle towards that. If people tell you no, so what? Not the next person to talk to. But have a love and understanding of people. My grandmother used to tell me that every person needs three things. We need security, we need stimulus, and we need identity. Security, we need to know that the paycheck is going to last the end of the month. We know it's going to provide for our family, put a roof over their heads, food on the table. And again, we work with a lot of single mothers in our business. So security is, if you're working another job right now, and all of a sudden the plug is pulled on that, and that's not available, what is your plan B? For a lot of people, Ambit starts out as a plan B that becomes a plan A. And do you have a strong enough plan B that can replace the plan A if you need to? So security, and it can be that security, another income stream that you create. That stimulus. When I think about all the things that we get to do and the people I get to meet and the friendships we've made, that AMBIT offers a great stimulus to be able to go out there and be involved, to get plugged in and to make things happen. And lastly, and most importantly, is to have identity. It's great to be John's mom or Brian's mother or Betty's sister. And so many times when our children leave the house, we've grown up being their parents. And what is our identity? I tell a funny little story. My grandmother was an amazing woman. My father started the Dallas Mavericks. And so as a kid, my identity was my grandmother so-and-so and my dad so-and-so. And if you met me, I couldn't wait to tell you about my grandmother and my dad, and my identity was wrapped up in them. And my mom was concerned that I was not creating my own identity and my own self-esteem. And she kept telling me, Joy, I want you to remember, you're Joey Carter. Yes, you can be proud of your grandmother and proud of your dad, but I want you to go around saying that you're only Mary Crowley's grandson, you're only Don Carter's kid. You're Joey Carter. And I can't remember her stressing that. It wasn't just a few weeks later. We were having dinner at our house one Sunday afternoon and invited a lot of people over. I go and answer the door, and it's our pastor, Pastor C. E. Colson. He looks at me, taps me on the head, and says, "You must be Don Carter's son." And I look at him, and I said, "My mom says I'm not." Got a funny laugh out of that one. Well, that's not a true story, but this reminded me again of every person needs security, stimulus, and identity. And all those are available through AMBIT. And as you meet with individuals and talk about the opportunity, look to see which one AMBIT can feed the most. Can it feed security? Can it feed stimulus? Or can it feed identity? And AMBIT can provide all three of those. Well, again, those four pillars, strength of the purpose, knowledge of the process, passion for the product, and a love and understanding of people. And so I'm excited about bringing those lessons I learned from my grandmother's AMBIT. And again, another thing I learned from my grandmother, one of my favorite Bible verses is Isaiah 40:31. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up on wings of eagles. They shall soar and soar and not be weary. They shall soar on wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I used to have a struggle with that Bible verse because if I could soar on a wing of an eagle, why would I ever want to run? Why would I ever just want to walk? And what I've learned through 50-something years is that things happen in life, and there's days that you want to soar like an eagle, but you're limited and only can run. Well, God's promise is that you want to run and not be weary. There's days you want to run, and obstacles and issues and life happens, and all we can do is walk. Well, God's promise is that if you'll put one foot in front of the other, you'll walk and not faint. What God does not give us an option of is to sit down and have a pity party. So I'm not sure where each of you are today. You may be on this call thinking, all I can do right now is walk in AMBIT. Well, then there's a place for you in AMBIT to walk, but just don't give up and sit down. And if God says, if you're in a business right now where you can run, then you run with diligence in this business, consistency in this business, never giving up, never allowing yourself to sit down or even walk. Keep running with passion. And if you're in a spot right now that you're able to soar like an eagle with AMBIT and just take full advantage of this opportunity, do not let anything rob you of this joy. This is when you can get to, as we like to call it, an ability to transform not only yourself but your family, transformational wealth that you can create. If you can soar like an eagle, don't you dare sit on your feathers. It's an honor to be on the call tonight, Bear. I appreciate it, and like I like to always end every call, I love each and every one of you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Bear, I'll turn it back over to you. Thanks for hosting the call.
I tell you, Joey, it's always a pleasure to have you on the call. Folks, don't hang up yet. I got an announcement. But I wanted to thank you for being on the call. And you know, you just gave us a sample of what it's like to be with you at the Friday breakfast at PowerTrip. I can tell you from personal experience, that every Friday after that leadership breakfast, I'm ready to go back to work. And it's from the stuff that you bring, the information that you bring, the knowledge and the experience and the wisdom from your grandmother. Absolutely awesome. So thank you for being on the call. Okay, folks, here's a big announcement for you. Next Sunday night, it'll be the day after Simulcast. We will have a call, and you can probably expect that we're going to be doing a review of all of the announcements that are going on Saturday. So make a note to make sure that not only are you on the call, but get your team on the call. Those that attend Simulcast and those who were not wise enough to do so, get them on the call next Sunday. I would recommend that you call in a little bit early. It's going to be a fuller call. We may have to go with separate lines for the speakers. But make sure that you're here next week. It's a pleasure to have you with us. I'm so looking forward to what we're going to do in 2017. Let's get it started. I'm going to open up the lines. You can say thanks to Joey Carter. Here we go.